A word for you from Luke 22 verse 48. But Jesus said to him, Judas, would you betray the Son of Man with a kiss? What tragic words these are. And these were to echo in the mind and heart of Judas till his untimely death, when he was to take his own life. These words were words of utter condemnation. And yet they weren't words of anger. Jesus didn't call on Peter to strike him with the sword, even though Judas was the leader of the crowd, Judas being the disciple of the Lord, the one who had been in the closest circle of Jesus Christ for years. He was the one who now betrayed the Lord, and his secret sign was to be with a kiss. Now, it is easy for us to condemn Judas, but perhaps we fall into the same category, that there are times when we do something nice, something respectable, something friendly, and we are actually betraying the Lord. We are being disobedient to what His Spirit has told us to do, and we do it with a kiss. Yes, it is so easy for us to slip into the Judas frame of mind, where we think we are doing the right thing. Judas really believed he was doing the right thing, at least mostly the right thing. It must have been at the back of his conscience there was that nagging doubt. Remember, he had walked out into the darkness when he saw that Jesus wasn't fitting into his plan. That means Judas's plan. For he had his ideas of what Jesus should do and how Jesus should do the things that Israel had wanted. Freedom from the Romans. Remove the foot of the Romans from trampling the Jews underfoot. But Jesus didn't fit into that. He even allowed a woman to spoil him with a year's worth of perfume, a year's salary's worth, something that seemed to be so unrighteous to Judas. Perhaps we even use Scripture to betray the Lord and His people. And we deny the Lord, we betray Him, we sell Him. And yet we fall into this category, and Jesus then looks at us and says, what, Judas, would you betray me with a kiss?